So don't tell me who's wrong and right when liberty starts slipping away. And if you ain't gonna fight, get out of the way. 'Cause freedom makes so free. That's what I do. And they call me warrior. They call me loyalty.
American Warrior Kid Rock. Welcome back, everybody. That goes out to all our men and women in uniform.
It's hard to eat with a full mouth.
I got deer sausage going on here, baby. You guys are eating birthday cake, and I'm eating deer sausage. American Warrior, Kid Rock. That also goes out to all the men and women in uniform, police, first responders as well.
Hats off to every one of them.
Welcome back to the bunker. Here we are. Man, we're almost done with this first hour already. Great lineup of guest artists. My Kevin Blake Weldon was awesome, and we talked about the RV show. We had George Thornton on with the Turkey Federation, and it's just a great Saturday morning in here. It's always so much fun to come in here and do this. I've got a couple of announcements. One of the first ones, go ahead and do one so I can finish this sausage so I can do this first.
Monday evening, February 6th at 2017, California, Missouri, First Baptist Church, 6 p.m., Concord Baptist Association Men and Boys Wild Game Dinner. And their premier speaker, Ralph Duren.
Well, there'll be crickets going like mad, won't they?
That night, yes.
There it is. The Mark Twain Forest Longbeards Banquet is coming, and that's a nonprofit organization. We had to head guy in for the Turkey Federation, of course, George. It's at the Potosi Lions Club grounds, and that's March 4th. We'll get them on and talk more about that later, right, Vogelwagner?
Yes, we will.
This weekend, I'm going down to the Conservation Federation of Missouri's media camp. We're going to Lily's Landing. I know that's something you know a lot about down at the trap place.
Phil Lily's a great guy.
We got a media fishing camp, got a big list of writers. I'm going to be rooming with Bob Whitehead. What were they thinking? What were they thinking? But that's pretty cool, the Conservation. We'll have a big report about that, and I'll do a lot of stuff about that. Also, Ralph did a dinner the other night and ran into a young lady we had in our turkey camp. Remember the Jake camps I do with all the kids?
Yeah.
There's an article in the most recent, one of the recent Midwest Outdoor magazines. And this young lady, Kelly Ann DeLangelo, was turkey hunting with me up there at Kirksville when I had to camp up there. And I've got her picture right here. I'm going to show Matt. Look at here, Matt. Look at that picture right there of that girl. Look at her on top of that other girl with her gloves on. You see that, buddy?
I see that.
Yeah. That's because she's a MMA fighter now. How cool is that?
So she could basically break all three of us, or four of us in this room.
She could kill us.
Right.
Holy cow.
Isn't that great?
Look at the arms on that.
That's one of the girls that we turkey hunted with.
That's nice arms.
I talked about the young lady that was in the article, Sarah. I hunted with some 15, 20 years ago. Contacted me and wants me to meet her family and her kids and her husband from that.
That's awesome.
That's just cool. Cool stuff, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. What else you got for me real quick? Well, before we do that, why don't we play the news first? Let's have him do some news.
It's now time for the Vogler Vogler News. We have news for you. Brought to you by Depends for Men, the confidence to be you. Life Alert, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Hurricane, number one selling cane in America. Geritol, your partner for a healthier life. And Acorn Stair Lifts. Don't fall on the steps. Take Acorn Stair Lift. So here he is, KFNS 590 newsman. Here's the Vogler Vogler. He has news for you.
On Saturday, February 18th at 5 p.m., Men's Wild Game Dinner, Gospel Light Free Will Baptist Church, and that's in Bonterre, Missouri. You can call 573-915-8471.
Who's speaking?
That is Mike Rue. Rowe.
Yeah, thank
Rowe.
You. Okay.
Rue is speaking?
Yeah. We had him in the show a couple weeks ago.
Mike Rowe.
Yeah. No, the other Dirty Jobs guy.
And 2017 Central Illinois Fellowship of Christian Athletes Bird Hunt. That will be on February 18th also. You can call 217-241-2020. You know who's going to be at that one also?
No.
Mike Rowe.
That's the one Matt's talking about. The Dirty Jobs guy.
The Dirty Jobs guy.
Yes.
Mike is cooperating.
He's going to be at both of those.
Yeah, I met him. He's a neat guy.
He is a fun guy. Then, do you know what else happens on February 18th?
No, why don't you tell us? Why don't you talk in the
Saturday,
microphone?
Saturday, February 18th, 9 a.m., Bayou Room, A and B, 2017, Ray I Video Projection Seminar Program, Calling is Everything, Confessions of a Wild Turkey Serial Killer.
Confessions.
What did I say?
You said confections.
Confessions.
Have some more birthday
It's hard
cake.
With that. I just said that sugar buzz.
Hey, George,
that.
If you're listening, I'm doing a seminar at your convention.
And Eastern
that wasn't
Rio,
nice. I'm
Miriam's
sorry,
Osceolas and Ghouls.
Love you, buddy.
Runtime, 51 minutes. And there's 35 hunts, 38 camera kills.
Did you know that Kevin Blake Weldon told me he loved me this morning?
But it's legendary hunter, television personality, storyteller, humorous, and America's premier
humorous.
Seminar speaker. Ray right, I right. presents Chatham Mountain University. Calling is Everything.
My gosh. Okay, stop. Hold on to your news. Hold on to the rest of your news. I got to tell you guys a little something. I'm not going to read this, but I'm going to tell you this. I got a little event happen. I got a couple minutes. I'm going to tell this. I'm at home a while back. We had a little spitting rain, a little bit of sleet coming down. And Peanut went to the door and was going crazy at the door, my kitchen door. And I was in the shower. So I come out of the shower, right, guys? I come out of the shower, you know, like Hank Williams song, Buck Naked. And I start toward the door, and I go, well, wait a minute. Maybe somebody's at. So I grab, there's a basket right there by the stuff, by the door to the room with the washer and dryer, and I get on, grab some underwear, pull them on. I'm running to the door, look out the blinds. When I pull the underwear on there, like, I can't breathe. End up, they're my kids' underwear. They're not mine. They don't fit. But I crack the door a little bit, and she squirts out real quick and hits the porch, and I got my cooker on the porch right next to the, turn down the clicker things. I got my cooker right next to the door there where I cook some grill some steaks and stuff, and there's a grease pit in it. She bails out. There's a big possum on the porch at the cooker, and she goes in after this possum. This thing's got teeth, you know, longer than my middle finger, and she's diving in and out and biting it, and it's charging, and I'm like, oh my God. So I grab my walking stick that's there that me and her take for a walk with. It's actually a beaver stick, and I start beating it on the head, right? And these underwear is too small for me on my front porch, and it runs around and staggers out and gets under my kid's car. And she's over there running around the car trying to get underneath it and growling. I'm afraid this thing's going to kill my dog. So I run back in real quick, and all I can find is my wife's house coat. It's one of those paisley-looking red with designs, and it's too, you know. And I put this house coat on, and it's open. And you got the picture so far. So I run back out in the driveway on that cold gravel, and it hurt my feet. So I run back to the porch and put on the rubber boots I had at the duck hunt. You know, so I got rubber boots on, my wife's house coat, underwear too small, and I'm freezing, so I open the truck door and grab that Comer hat I got, you know, with the flaps are down. So I got, you see how I'm dressed. The possum takes off down the driveway. It's dark, you know, it's after dark. I'm chasing him down the driveway, beating him with a stick, right? With the walking stick. So I break my, that stick. So I run back to the porch and get my big walking stick that me and Peanut use, the one with the mushroom on it.
Yeah.
And I come back and I'm over the possum with the house coat open, underwear too small, and rubber boots with that Comer hat with the flaps hanging down, and I'm beating him in the head, and Peanut's running in and biting him, and all of a sudden my whole world lights up. A car pulls in my driveway. 20 feet away, I'm in full bright lights, beating a possum in the head, and they spin back up and take off. So I get the possum, and I take it down in the woods and get rid of it and get Peanut. I was afraid the thing was going to kill her, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm thinking about, boy, that couldn't have been very pretty, you know. So I go back, and Jan goes, what in the, you know, is wrong with you? Get in here. So get in there. So you don't hear nothing. Probably a good friend from the area down there I know real good. He calls me. First he texts me, and so I call him. And he I said, what's the matter with you? He can't stop laughing. He goes, Ray, he can't talk. He says, you know, the preacher and his wife from down here at the local church was down the street, and they asked about you, and they was going to come invite you and Jan to church, and they pulled in the driveway, and I think you ruined them. He says, but the positive thing that's come out of this, you're getting lots of prayers. So that's my story, Vogel Vogel.
Now I got to read this with a straight face.
When I really thought about it, what they actually saw in the headlights, as soon as they pulled in and hit me with the bright lights, I was only 20 feet in front of them, beating a possum with a walking stick and rubber boots with my wife's red designer house coat and that flaps down on that Comer thing, and I'm beating, and my dog's running in biting the possum, and I'm beating him in the head with a stick. And I really thought about that. I thought, this body's not meant to be in the public.
World Slam Adventures presents Ray Heiss, Johnson Mountain University Turkey School. Johnson Mountain University Turkey School, April 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Course curriculum. They're not just going to have class. They're going to go hunting.
I took away all your news with it. I had to tell you that story. I haven't told anybody about it, but
it is.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the side. We come back on the other side. We're going to talk a little bit about Flambeau, baby. Yes, we are. Charlie Puckett, we'll see you on the other side, baby.
I wish I knew how.